Hi, Lorenzo. It's Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Happy Friday.
You?
Good,
Happy
good.
Friday too. Thank you.
I'm almost shocked. I thought I was going to leave you a voicemail.
You know what? I'm in my kitchen. I'm in the kitchen right now, just sitting, drinking a beer.
Well, good for you. Resting a little bit.
I just got here now. I just
oh
sit
my
on
gosh.
That.
Aw. Yes. Well, listen, yeah, I just wanted to check in with you. How's business? You've been so busy, right?
Yes. You know, business is very... I'm doing better now.
That's good. That's good.
Yes.
So where's a lot of the business coming from? Is it more like people referring you, or is it like any of the marketing
yes,
that you
like,
are doing?
Referring, like, yes.
Referrals.
I mean,
that's good.
Like now they're like couple all customer, like from 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Like calling me now, like almost from 3 years.
Mm.
Calling back now for, you know, another job.
Oh, wow.
So that's good.
Yeah, that's really good.
I mean,
well, that's
you know,
because
that
you did great work.
Did a good job at the beginning years ago. Still, you know?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most
How
definitely. I'm good. I'm good. Just, you know, doing follow-up calls. It's Friday. So, you know, I just thought, well, let me just check in with them. I'll probably leave them a message. And then you answered.
You never give up, right?
Yeah. So, you know, just,
no,
I mean,
good.
With what we offer, is it still something that does interest you with first page placement?
Yeah, of course. Of course. I don't want to, you know, like, I don't know if I mentioned you or something, but I want to, you know, make a good, big business, you know, like construction business.
Uh-huh.
Because my kids already, you know, they're going up already, so one is going to be 18 and the other one is 16, so.
No way! You have kids
gonna,
that
they're
old?
Gonna manage, they're going to manage
oh
soon, you know, the business.
Yeah. Yeah, so you need to get things set up for them to take over. That's awesome to have a legacy
yes.
like that. Well, good for
yeah,
you. Yeah.
Thank you.
So do you remember what we had talked about as far as what was included in the package? Did you need me to go over that with you again?
Yeah, let's you know, I have an hour now, so we can definitely
okay.
we can
okay.
talk about.
Yeah. So basically with what we were talking about, it's going to get you listed, right, on that first page of Google. They're in the local map section because that's really, Lorenzo, where 90% of searches will start and stop. Okay. So whether they're looking for carpentry, I know you do home remodeling, painting services. I think you still do tile installation, right?
Yeah. No, yes.
So when, yes. So when they are looking up those services, okay, they will call you directly because they'll see your profile with your company, you know, information on there, and they click and call you, okay? Now, this package will also list you on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google. Our directory submission is always going to be Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. Now, have you created a business Facebook page? For the business?
No.
Okay. Do you use Facebook at all?
You mean you say Facebook?
Yeah. Do you ever go on Facebook?
No. That's, you know, it's few things. Like, you know, you mentioned me the other day. So, because I never, be honestly, never ever
uh-huh.
work with, like, Facebook or Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Yelp, I just, you know, started talking with someone.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you just mentioned me now that also.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is, so you'll make a business Facebook page, and what we do is called Facebook advertising. You see, when someone goes on Google, right, and they're looking up your services, and then they happen to go to their own Facebook page, and they're just looking at pictures or looking at stories, well, all of a sudden, Lorenzo, they're going to see your ad come up. Your Facebook ad is like reminding them, hey, you were looking for a remodeler. Here's a company. Now, that Facebook ad is going to help you also reach more new clients. And we can target an audience by interest, income level, or location. So when they click on it, they call you directly. A lot of our clients, I will tell you, have seen some really great results. Now, also, I know you don't, you still don't have a website, right? Because I wasn't seeing one for you.
No, I had it, but, you know, that was pretty much, I don't tell you, someone like, you know, I had a, I pay a company to, you know, handle that.
Right.
But, are they not long ago, so I had it because I was paying for it. And it was not working like with the, you know, with the website.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm not paying for this, so it's not working.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So
no
it was
worries.
The same company as, it was the same name as the company. I don't know. I think you still can find out. But it's, you know,
okay.
It was the LMO season, contracting.
Yeah, because I tried to see if there was one out there. I didn't see one. But that's okay because
build
you a website.
Yeah,
yeah.
They block the website so nobody can see them.
Okay, it's okay. We'll create a new one for you.
Phone number and everything. So
yeah, we'll create a new one for you, Lorenzo. And the website that we build, we'll add pictures of your work, and we'll attach the website where you're listed. I'm looking at some of the photos on your Yelp page. You do beautiful work. I'm just amazed by the work. Is that your dog?
Yeah.
So cute. Aww. But yeah, the work that you do is like amazing. It's quality work. And I don't even know you that well, Lorenzo.
Do I send you pictures or how do you?
No, it's on your Yelp page. You know how you have a Yelp listing on Yelp?
Yeah.
There's like 44 pictures. Yes, I see the Yelp page. The bathroom, the flooring, you've done an amazing job. So
no,
these kind of pictures is what we want to showcase.
A lot of work, like kitchens, you know, nice kitchens.
I love this kitchen.
Custom.
The lighting, you know, the lighting that comes up, beautiful. I love the island. I love kitchens like these. I feel like it makes it more.
That's just a couple. That's just a couple because we've done a lot of all around.
Yeah. You know, this kind of kitchen I love because how to explain it? I love cooking in a kitchen like that. It just makes it more welcoming. Like you want to cook.
Let me ask you something. Where are you from?
I'm from California.
Your family?
My family. My grandfathers are from Mexico, and my grandma was Española.
Oh, nice. But you speak Spanish well, right?
Bueno, lo platico como de pocha, but aunque sea, you can understand me.
No, they speak well. They speak good.
Well,
I'll
tell you, a veces
good.
Me confundo con las palabras because you know how you have like the masculine, you know, the palabras that are like masculine word, and then you got the femeninas, right? So
yeah.
Like el and la doesn't always necessarily go with the word that you would think is a masculine word. So a veces me confundo, ¿no? Pero no me molesta cuando me corrigen, right? Because that's the only way I'm going to learn. It's just,
Mexican,
you know what?
Español.
You know what's tough, Lorenzo, is my parents didn't show us, they didn't teach us Spanish because they didn't want us to know what the adults were talking about. But,
really?
What I would do, me ponía de lavar trastes cuando estuviera mi mamá como en la sala, right? With my tías or whatever, they would be like, you know, they're, you know, pues con la plática, con el chisme, dijéramos, right? Y decía mi tía, ay, mírala, qué buena la negrilla está. Ajá, mira, que está ahí lavando los trastes. Y mi mamá le decía, no te creas, nomás anda ahí de, nomás porque quería andar de metiche para escuchar de lo que estamos hablando. You know? So that's how I learned. And two, because the kids where I lived, a lot of their parents, you know, they were immigrants, right? And they didn't speak English. and I don't speak Spanish, but if we wanted to play, pues, estábamos enseñando a uno, you know?
Either way, right, they learn English and you Spanish.
I think it's important to know both languages only because it's very beneficial for you when you go to work. And you should be proud of what your culture is, you know? But,
exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Yo fui la consentida de mi abuelo. I was my grandpa's favorite out of 21 kids because I'm the only one. I could speak it, I could read it, I could write it, and I understand it, but my other cousins, they don't. They just know the bad words.
I know, yeah. That's the first
and
thing
my
you
kids,
learn, like even in Spanish or English.
Yeah, and my kids, well, unfortunately, nunca quisieron aprender. Nunca. Not at all. And my daughter gets mad because she says, they don't want to learn. They did not want to learn. Oh, it's embarrassing. Why is it embarrassing? Well, because I'm not going to say it right. That's how you learn. I have four daughters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No sé si fue castigo. Right? I don't know if that was a blessing or if it was a punishment.
Let me tell you something. Boys are a little tougher than girls. Because I have two boys.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it's because I'm a man. But I don't know. I think, I don't know how that works. But my daughter is easy. She's straight, you know. She doesn't like foolish around. So she tell me something. And if I say something like it's not right or something or try to lie to him.
Right.
Say, nah, please, come. Yeah. And my boys, they don't give a shit. Yeah. Like, okay, fine. So see you later. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They always love their parents. You know what I mean? It's very important for a father to be involved. So, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah,
they'll appreciate it later, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the,
Now, also
yeah,
with the website.
Really interesting.
Yeah. So with the website también. So the website's going to be attached where we list your business. And then what we also do is we make sure that whenever someone's using, you know, their iPhone, right? Or if they're using their tablet or the voice searches, you know, like Amazon Alexa or Google Home, we make sure that they can still pull you up on the first page when they're using those devices. Okay. So this package is what we call the Platinum package. And this package, I had offered it to you discounted. It's a flat monthly rate of $299. And there's just a one-time $99 setup fee. So it would make your initial investment $398 to get it started. And then you pay $299 monthly after that. It's a monthly program. Yeah, monthly program. That price will never change no matter how long you're with us. I will ask you to stick it out with us for 3 months. Yo siempre digo como compromiso verbal de 3 meses. Like a verbal 3-month agreement, but you pay monthly, Lorenzo. Okay. And we'd like to earn your business. So it'll bring direct calls to you.
Great. Yeah. No. It's good. It's good. So no, you already told me a lot about it. So
yeah, but I know it had been a while since we last talked.
But yeah, but I'm ready to go.
Okay. What is the best email for you, Lorenzo?
Say that again?
What would be the best email for you? Because this is where we send your receipt and correspondence from us, too, because I want to send you everything in writing.
I had it. Right now I have just my personal email.
That's fine. We're not gonna post it anywhere.
Because I had my, you know, the company was pretty much the same as the company too.
Yeah. I would say la que vas a chequear es frecuente. Okay? Because that's where your receipt's gonna go.
Can you give me a second?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. So the best email for you?
The email is noris.
It's noris?
No, northeast.
Oh, northeast. So north?
Yes.
And then east?
Yes. Zero.
Yes, spelled out, right?
514.
514.
No, 04.
Oh, 04. Okay.
Yeah, 504@gmail.com.
Okay. Do you have access to the email right now?
Yes.
Okay. Northeast504@gmail.com, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you the email right now. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. It's going to say Platinum Package. Let me just send it because I want to make sure you get that, okay? I just sent
it. What's the weather there now?
You don't even want to know. It's going to be in the 90s this weekend. We're having like a heat wave. I'm all, what happened to spring? Spring never even came. We went straight. I feel like we went from winter to summer. Por eso, I've been starting with my asthma, and now that I'm older, I have to use my inhaler because I start getting that, like, cough from the weather change.
It's so hot.
Are you guys still cold over there?
Oh, Jesus.
Today, I mean, you know, this week was good, but today is cold. Like, you can't walk outside with, you know, with just shirt.
Yeah, right now, it's 91 degrees.
Oh, my God. That's the barbecue outside.
I know. I know.
I can't wait anymore.
And that's on my bucket list to go to New York.
Ooh.
I hear the food's amazing. I have a friend that's going there.
A lot of places here, like, you can go. City is nice.
Uh-huh.
The roof and all that stuff. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I go there, I want to come back to Long Island because I live a little, like, maybe 40 minutes away from the city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, when I drive, like, 20 minutes, traffic, 30
yeah.
minutes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. The traffic over there is very different from our traffic.
I don't know how the traffic there, because you have
terrible.
Know, a lot of highways.
We have a lot of highways, but I'm going to tell you, within certain hours, forget it. You're, like, on a crunch. Like, it's like snails. Moving like a snail.
Oh.
Like, I'm going next, the end of the month, I'm going to go see our daughter in Las Vegas. It's our granddaughter's birthday. And so I told my husband, we got to leave as soon as I get off of work on Thursday night. You're not going
to
believe me. Soy abuela de 18. Between my husband and I, we have 8 kids. They're all older now. But we have 18 grandkids. I love each and every one of them. But they say that I'm mean. Porque no les doy dulces. I tell them they got to eat their food first. My husband lets them do whatever they want. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I tell the girls, give him the dental bill. Give him the bill to pay the dentist.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you get the email, Lorenzo?
You already have a big family.
Yes, very big family.
Your
very big family.
Big family.
And everybody has a different attitude. Todos tienen un carácter bien diferente de cada uno, right? Like my grandma used to say,
well,
your
yes.
teeth are like the fingers on your hands. Each finger's different.
Yep, that's true. I got it.
Okay, perfect. Lorenzo, do you spell your name with a Z?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Martinez.
Martinez with the Z at the end?
Yes.
Okay. And then the best phone number for us to reach you on, it's going to be the 516-765-6842, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, your company, it should show as LM, all capital, then the word all. Should it have that little rayita in between all season?
No, not really.
Okay, so just all season contracting, just with the space. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then what is the address that's associated with the business? There was an address that came up for me. It said, where is it at? 753 Windsor Road.
No, 573.
573.
I mean,
okay.
Sorry, no, no, you're right.
753.
Like, three,
oh,
yeah,
okay. Windsor Road, and that's in Uniondale?
Yes, 11553.
Okay. Is there a unit number or anything like that, or nomás el puro número?
No, just a number.
Okay. We're going to hide the address. I'm assuming that's where you live, right? We don't need your address to show anywhere online. Okay, so we'll hide it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Lorenzo, I want to talk about your services, right? What are the services, most importantly, that you want to be found for? Because this is going to be for my technician when you have your client interview and onboarding. So, obviously, we talked about carpentry, home remodeling, painting, tile installation. What else aside from that?
You give me an idea because pretty much we do all.
Okay.
But, you know, I would like to put some, like, very specific things, like kitchens.
Yeah. Kitchen
like
remodel?
Yeah,
kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel. Okay.
Yeah. Carpentry.
Carpentry. I got that. Uh-huh.
Of course, paint, drywall.
Yes.
Paint. I don't know how many things we can put in, but pretty much, you know, like I said, we do everything. Like, we got the house and we'll put a new house.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to put también another good one that people search up are like home renovations.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let me put that there too. Is it just residential or commercial too?
Pretty much we do all residential, but, you know, I used to do a lot of commercial also. We used to do, you know, those, I don't know if there is, this phone company, Metro PCS.
Uh-huh.
We used to do a lot of office, you know, the
oh,
the
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That was, a little while ago. Someone else, not, I didn't have the contract with them.
Oh, okay.
So someone that, you know, I helped him, but it was good. So, but, you know.
Awesome. Do you have any licensing or insurance for the business, or are you still working on that?
No, license is still working because it's not easy to get a license.
Right.
Insurance, yes, workings and liability.
Perfect. Good. And then what are your hours of operation? Are you like Monday through Friday?
You know, if I need the license, so I can always have someone to help me out with the
good.
So that's not a problem. Because usually, you know, we're doing a lot of replacement things, so we don't need a license.
Yeah.
Like if it's
exactly.
Kitchen, if there is kitchen, so we just like, take them off and put a new one. So we don't have to take permits and nothing, play with the time.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. And then your hours of operation.
You mean like to handle the phone calls and things
like
that?
I would say the phone calls. Like, are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? like when you operate the business?
Monday through Saturday. From 8 to 6 p.m.
8 to 6, perfect.
Yeah.
And then I'll put Sunday closed para que puedas descansar, right?
Yeah, of course.
Your English is great, but where are you from?
De Honduras.
Honduras? Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's really close to Guatemala, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Yeah, like the frontera.
Yeah, we have a border right there, yeah.
Yep. Oh, okay. And let me see here. Yes, very close to El Salvador. I say Guatemala because my two younger daughters, their grandma's from Guatemala, but I always remember her saying, I can't remember the town, but she said it was very close to Honduras, to the border.
Oh, you know, been there around like any of the countries in America?
No.
You go to island, Roatan, Honduras.
Really?
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna look it up now.
And then there is very safe. There is very safe. So there is no like you're gonna get like, you know, like some sort of place. Like
ni vuelta a México. I don't even go to Mexico.
The island is good.
It's safe.
So they have good security. And
what's the name of it?
It's beautiful.
What's the name of the island?
Islas de Roatán.
Islas de Roatán? Okay.
Roatán.
Roatán. I'm going to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds pretty.
Yeah.
And then...
It's beautiful. There lives a lot of like American people live there.
Yeah.
Like
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Imagine that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So you there is speak English and Spanish, so pretty much.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it that funny que cuando vas a otros países que también hablan inglés and you're like,
yeah,
you know?
Ay.
Now, Lorenzo, I remember when we last talked that you were targeting, like you were traveling up to 30 to 40 miles. Is that how far you still travel?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to start it with 40 miles or do you want to start with 30?
I guess, yeah, no, just do 40 miles.
Okay. So we'll put 40 miles. Now, whenever we're speaking with you, Lorenzo, do you prefer that it be one of our representatives in Spanish or English or does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Sometimes it's, you know, you get fast with, you know, with like help with someone in English.
Okay.
So,
and then, yeah, because sometimes they're limited, right? With our Spanish.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll put that you're bilingual so that way they know that either one can help you.
All right, cool.
Do you prefer when we communicate with you here at Local Splash, do you prefer we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Text.
Okay.
And then text or phone calls.
Text or phone. Okay.
Yeah.
Phone and text. Okay, perfect. And then, Lorenzo, what we're going to do to help you track your phone calls from our program, we're going to put, it's a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. And this is how you're going to know what calls are coming from our program. Okay?
Oh, okay.
It's also a way to help you not get a lot of spam calls. I'm not going to say que se van a parar completamente, but it's going to help you not get as many. And then, I'm not surprised. I am not surprised. Now, Facebook, okay? You have a personal Facebook page, right?
No.
No? Okay.
I haven't used it for a long time, so...
I'm going to give you tarea. I'm going to give you homework to do this weekend, okay? And your boys can help you, too.
I mean, you mean for the company, right? Because, you know...
Yes,
like...
for the company. What you have to do is this, okay? All I need you to do is... open up a business Facebook page. You're going to do it through your personal page because that's how they're all created. No one's going to see your personal page. Okay? However.
So I'm going to do personal page?
Yes. What you're going to do is this. And our representatives, the technician, will walk you through it step by step. But what I need you to do, okay, is you know how you have your personal page, right?
Yeah.
With your personal page, there's an option where you can open up a business Facebook page. And we encourage you to do it because so you have the ownership to your page, okay? And all you have to do is open up the business Facebook page. We'll put the content in for you, okay? You just got to create the shell. We'll do the rest.
Okay.
And my technician, they'll give you the step-by-step how to do it, okay? It's easier to do it that way because we would rather that we be the managers and you the owner of your own Facebook business page. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then I'll just put that there.
So with Instagram also?
I would suggest do Instagram too and connect those pages together.
No, but you mean, I mean the process.
Es como Instagram, yeah. So let me tell you. We don't do anything on Instagram, but if you make an Instagram page too and you connect it with your business Facebook page, when we run those campañas on Facebook, they're going to show up on Instagram too.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So do both pages. Link them together.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, one more time.
Okay. Perfect. Now, when we're building you the website, do you have a business logo for your company?
No, I had an idea because I had someone, but I just changed mine.
It's okay. We can make one for you. It's not going to cost you more money. You can give them some ideas that you have, and let's see what they come up with. Okay? So you have a business logo. We'll create it for you. It's not going to cost you anything. And I'm putting that you have photos. Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. Now, Lorenzo, we're going to start going over the billing. Okay? So for the payment, the card that you're using, does that card have your name? Does it have the business name? Or is it in both?
No, it has my name on it.
Is it just Lorenzo Martinez?
Yes.
Or is there a middle initial?
No. There's no middle initial, no second last name on that.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Just the way you're here.
Same billing address as the Uniondale address? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or is Discover? Visa. Okay.
Yes.
And then what is the card number whenever you are ready?
4117.
Okay.
7302.
Okay.
3750.
Okay.
6146.
¿Cuándo se vence? ¿Mes y el año?
1130.
11:30. ¿Y cuál es el CBB atrás?
456.
Okay. Now, before I even process this payment, Lorenzo, I'm going to walk you through. It's called a voice verification recording. Do you prefer it in Spanish or English?
Either way.
Okay. It's going to outline our service agreement. Okay. I'm going to go over the billing date with you, the amount.
Wait. Okay, hold on a second. Are you going to take the payment with now?
Yeah, well, if we're setting up the account, yes.
Because I just deposited some today. I don't think it's clear. I just want to make sure before you take the payment.
Yes, you want to.
I can deposit cash, in an hour or so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I want to walk you through, I'm not going to charge the card yet. I want to walk you through the voice verification first because I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment, okay? And I would want you to make sure that it's cleared before because I don't want to process it and then, you something, right? Okay?
Yeah.
So when I'm walking you through the voice verification recording, if there's anything, Lorenzo, that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, please, what does that mean? So I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process the payment. Okay?
It sounds good. Appreciate it.
Okay. So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Ahora?
Yes, please.
LMO Season Contracting, Inc.
Please, does the ink need to be after it, Lorenzo? Should I have ink after it? Okay, let me correct that.
LMO Season Contracting, Inc.
Okay. LM All Season Contracting, Inc. Got it. Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Lorenzo Martinez, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, Lorenzo, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you say involved in what?
Déjame leerlo en español mejor, ¿no? Would that be better?
No, you're good.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. So let me go back. Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So what that means is that you keep the open communication with us, right? If we call you and you can't answer, return our call, right? Or if you have a change that you want to make, communicate that to us, because that's how we're going to know how to better assist you, okay? Now, what I'm asking from you is, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to text you right now our 877 number. Lorenzo, please save this phone number in your contacts, in your phone, under our company, Local Splash. Whenever we reach out to you, our customer service department is going to call you from this number. Okay? Let me send it so you can save it. Now, the number, I'm going to read it to you. It is 877-635.
You're going to text me anyway, right?
Yeah, but I'm reading it to you.
Okay.
I just sent you the text.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. So the number is 877-635-6225. Please save that number under Local Splash. Please allow Local Splash 24 hours to return all calls to you. Okay? Now, I'm going to go slow on this because I know that I'll explain it to you before you answer. I explain it to everybody anyways.
So
as a result,
Local Splash, right?
Local Splash, correct. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors, other companies, okay, that are not related to Local Splash. I'm going to provide you a security question, and this is to verify that the call is actually coming from Local Splash, that it's actually us calling you and not another company. Okay?
Okay.
So you can choose either that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. Lorenzo, what do you want for the security question?
Oso. That was,
Oso. Your first pet's
name? That was
name?
The name of my dog.
Aww.
Sorry.
Aww. Okay.
I had no thought, like Oso.
Aww. That's cute.
That was like...
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say you get a call and they're saying, hi, it's Local Splash, but you're not sure. Just ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, then you know it was not us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, like if they tell you, oh, you don't need that, then you disconnect the call, hang up on them, because it's not us calling.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, sometimes my clients get called by a company called Yelp, which you have a listing there. And Yelp, what they do is they do direct, you know, marketing on their specific directory. Okay. Now, if you were to ever get calls from Yelp and you might be interested in doing like Yelp ads, let me know first because I can get you a discounted rate. Okay.
No,
I don't see you needing Yelp.
Also, yeah. No, I was thinking also to sign with them.
With Yelp, it's going to
be
a lot of como mensajes, right? Yelp, a lot of it is going to be people messaging you to ask you for quotes or if you're available.
Yeah.
So one thing that I will tell you is
some of my customers recommend that also. So
yeah.
I was just thinking, but you know, it's good to hear like from
yeah. One thing with Yelp, you got to make sure. Yeah, I'm good. It's my asthma. With Yelp, you just got to make sure that you respond right away to the message, because if you don't, it hurts your ranking because other companies are being messaged as well. So, pierdas oportunidades if you don't respond right away.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, the next thing is, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Lorenzo, do you agree to disclose, to make us aware of any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us? So let me explain what this means, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not saying that you can't do other marketing. We're saying that before you do, call us first and let us know so we can double check and make sure that that's not a service that we're already providing you, because we don't want you to spend more money if you don't need to. Okay? So do you agree to let us know of any additional marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes, I do.
Now, as part of the verification process, getting you verified on Google, it's essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, these may include business license or proof of insurance and any other recommended for the Google business profile verification. Okay, I'll send you a list. Now, the business license you don't have, and that's okay. But if you have anything that shows like you're an incorporated business, if you have business cards or invoicing, you'll send us stuff like that. Okay. On the list, you only send us what you have, and whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can. We kindly ask you, Lorenzo, that those documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to get these items to us within 7 days?
So you said the insurance?
So one of them, I'm going to send you a list, okay? On the list, it's going to say, send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, business license, business insurance, business cards that you hand out, right? Send us a picture of that. Send us a picture if you do invoicing, not with your client's information on it, a blank invoice. So on that list, there's going to be some items that you don't have, and that's okay. Just send us what you do have, right?
Okay.
We're just showing to Google he's a legitimate company. Is what we're proving. Okay? That's
it. Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay? So we just ask that you get those to us within the 7 days. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Lorenzo, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 13th, 2026.
So can you share that tomorrow instead of today, or has to be today?
It doesn't have to be today. I could do it tomorrow, but I need to make sure that is that the date that you want it for, because that's why I'm reading this portion.
Say that again.
So is it tomorrow that you want me to charge it, or today? Because I know you mentioned you have to make sure that the money is in there, or you had to deposit
it
or something.
Yes, no, I mean, I'm already home.
Okay.
There is money in the account, but it's pending, so I don't want to, you know.
Of course.
Like you say.
Okay.
I'd rather just send the payment tomorrow.
Yeah, what time tomorrow? Because I'm going to read it in the voice verification. Okay. So should we do it at what? At like 10 o'clock tomorrow? Is that okay?
Anytime tomorrow.
Okay. So let me read this to you. I'm going to state your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged tomorrow, the date of March 14th, 2026, and that will be at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, Lorenzo, this is a three-month verbal agreement. So your payments are going to automatically renew on the 14th day of each month in the amount of $299. So it's a monthly recurring payment. Okay?
All right. So let me ask you something. That payment can be taken away at least the 5th of each month?
Give me one second. Sorry, I was just fixing my headset because it was going to die on me. Can you repeat that one more time?
Can that payment be taken away every 5th of each month?
Every 1st? No, it's every 14th.
Every 14th.
Every 14th.
No, that's good.
Because we're charging it tomorrow is your first payment. So that means cada 14 del mes is when they charge you the $299. Okay?
All right. No, that's good.
Okay, perfect. So every 14th of the month is when you will be charged the amount of $299. So that's a monthly recurring payment, every 14th, okay?
Okay.
Now, Lorenzo, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and that number is 877-635-6225. Make sure, Lorenzo, that you speak with a live representative. Okay. If you cancel, I'm going to repeat it to you, and it's the number I texted, 877-635-6225. Okay. Now make sure that you speak with a live representative if you need to cancel. So we make sure it gets canceled. Okay. If you cancel within the first 90 days, there will be an early termination fee that will apply. If you cancel after the 90 days, there is no early termination fee. Okay?
Okay.
Nos apartimos como amigos. Now,
all right.
To prevent the charges, okay, for your next month of service, Lorenzo, please make sure that you contact our customer service, our client support, at least 3 business days before your bill is due, so that way you don't get charged.
All right.
Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So tomorrow at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time is when we're going to process the payment, okay, for the $299. Right. Are you going to be available when I call you tomorrow to make sure you got your receipt?
Maybe not.
Okay. What time can I call you tomorrow to make sure that you got the receipt?
Noon.
At noon? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to call you tomorrow at noon, but I'm going to call you from our 877 number. Make sure you save the phone number in your contacts so that way you don't miss my call. Okay?
That's the, the local splash you say, right? The number you
yes.
already gave.
Yes. I'm going to call you from that number so that way you recognize it. Okay.
I got it already.
Okay, perfect. So then tomorrow I'm going to call you at noon. We'll go over your receipt and then we'll schedule your client interview for Tuesday to see what time works best for you. for your client interview. The client interview is like about 40 minutes with my technician, and you're going to speak with my technician about like the website, the ideas that you have for the logo. So they're going to go over more with you in detail, but I'll schedule at a time that's going to be, you know, the best time for you, right? Like, for example, on Tuesday, the 17th, I have an appointment from 6 to 7 o'clock. Would that work for you, that time?
6 to 7, and my time?
Yes, your time, 6
yes.
to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Why don't I do this? I'm just going to schedule it now. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. So we're going to call you on Tuesday, okay, between 6 and 7 o'clock, and we're going to call you from that 877 number. So just make sure that you're answering all the calls within that hour. Now,
All right. If
for some reason we call you, and let's say you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me right back? And we will call you right back. I don't want you to miss appointment. Okay, and I'll send you a reminder an hour before. Pero te voy a recordar mañana, okay? So I will call you tomorrow at 12. Okay, Lorenzo?
That's good.
Yep. I'm super excited for you. But don't
Thank
forget
you so
to
much.
Pick up my call when I call you.
Yeah,
don't be
you
like,
know,
yes,
I'm
loca
great.
Calling me
fine,
again.
Fine. No, you know what? I like you because you never give up. So you keep calling. You never, like,
I'm like,
I spoke with someone yesterday, like he been selling his business company.
Uh-huh.
Like a couple times. And
wow.
Last year, like, you know, the last 2 years he made it good amount of money. Not talking about thousands. Talking about millions now.
Wow.
And he got issues. I guess he got an anxiety or things like that, and he had a lot of things going on around himself, like his family, his wife, he got a divorce, he got a lot of problems with
Aww.
It, and like he fell.
Oh,
and now
no.
he's back up, he's back on again, so I was talking to him yesterday, and he's keep going, he never give up.
Wow.
And that's when, you know, we should have done it, like, always, like, never give up. But things happen all the time because it's life, you know, that's how this is the mundo.
Yeah, I tell you.
So, in life. Eso se llama que estás en vida. Si no, pues, no hay nada.
Yeah, that's terrible. I know, no sé qué está pasando en este mundo, pero, I mean, like, my cuñado... He was married almost 20 years. He got divorced, you know, 3 kids, and it's ugly. Como están, él no tanto, él no está peleando, right? He's trying to be really reasonable with her. But she is like una mujer that is super broken, and she is like, nope, 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 nope. Like, she is like, no. You are going to pay. And she doesn't want to meet him halfway.
It's
sad. He's trying to reason with her.
It's very sad.
Yeah, he's trying to reason with her. And she, nope, 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 nope. Y mira, cada vez that his lawyer's got to respond to her letter, to her lawyer's letter, it's costing him $500 every time.
Money.
But you know what we figured out? So this is what we figured out. The reason that she's doing this is because she basically, they're selling, she's buying them out. Okay. She doesn't want to sell the house. So she's going to buy them out. So whatever money he's going to get from the house, her buying them out, she's making it go to all the lawyer fees. And that's why she's giving him a hard time. But the thing is que se va a perder los hijos más because that is costing him more money. That's taking more money away from her kids. Like, and he's trying to be super reasonable.
Yeah,
and the boys.
You know, I think some people not think about others. They just think about themselves, like selfish, you know? Cause,
super
yeah,
selfish.
If you have a kid, and that money is going to be for you and for your kids. why you have to fighting and giving to someone that never helped you, like the lawyers, you know?
Yeah.
Just,
it's terrible.
You know, just say, it is what it is. You know, you couldn't make it, so that's it.
Yeah, no, she's like super, like como dicen, a scorn woman. She's like, she doesn't care. Nope. She doesn't care that, you know, and it's just like, oh my gosh, why are you being like that? You know, it me da tanta pena.
Yeah.
For my nephews and nieces.
I'm divorced. With my kids live in another house, I'm living in a different house. But you know what? I mean, she doing her own life. I'm doing my things. I have my kids, you know.
Yeah.
I always there. If they need me, like even to get a McDonald's, I'll take it, you know, I'll take it if I have the time, so I'll say, let's go.
Yeah.
No problem. And I'll go with dinner with them, you know, every time we can. Now I'm not going to say every weekend because it's not true. But you know, when we go and I say, you know, are you going to take something to play mom? And say, yes, we're going to take this. You know, she like this. You know, can't take it.
And it's terrible because, and it's so sad. Can you, because, so, like when the boys need a haircut, right? And she has them with her for the weekend. You know what she tells, because they'll tell her, mom, I need a haircut. Have your dad take you. And my brother-in-law says, well, I'm not going to let my boys go without a haircut. So there he goes, taking them to get their haircuts. She says, you know, it's your weekend, but my family's doing something. Can I have the kids this weekend? Right? Cause they have two boys and a daughter. He tells her, no, it's okay. You can have them this weekend. But if he tells her, hey, Susie, can I pick up the kids a little bit earlier? Cause I want to take them for the weekend. You know, on my weekend, I want to take them here, but I want to leave a little bit earlier so we beat traffic. You know what she tells him? Nope. You pick them up at the time. Pick them up at the time that the court says. And he's like, okay. So I told my brother-in-law, ya no. Quédate con las reglas que dijeron en el corte y así déjalo. Don't compromise anymore. Because she doesn't meet you halfway. So, ¿pa qué te vas a mortificar? You know? But los que le va a doler más va a ser los niños, right?
Yeah,
that's
okay,
who it's going to hurt more. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
Primero Dios, keep doing what you're doing, Lorenzo. Your kids will appreciate that. And it's good that,
I try, I always try. I'm not going to say I'm the best, but I always try the best. And if they don't, you know, if they don't, like, my kids, mom, they don't like it, I don't, you know, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because you have to have some attitude also, because you know, nobody's over you, so everybody we're the same, like somos iguales, no podemos creer uno más que nosotros. So we gotta give respect to ourselves, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I respect everybody, but if someone that doesn't respect me, so all right,
yeah,
good. So just stay inside. I'm in my side.
I agree.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Lorenzo, it has been such a pleasure speaking with you. I know that you're enjoying your little cervecita right there. So get some rest. Primero Dios, hablamos mañana. Okay, at 12 o'clock, I'll call you.
Okay,
just to make sure you got the receipt and everything.
Thank you,
Lorenzo. Le mando muchas bendiciones. Have a beautiful
evening. Muchas bendiciones.
Hablamos mañana, okay?
Have a great weekend. Yes.
Thank you.
Awesome.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.